Kraft?
Here.
Lozinski?
Here.
Fanukin?
Here.
Stoll?
Here.
Winter?
Here.
Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, we have quite a few visitors tonight. It is wonderful to see everyone. Thanks for joining us this evening. I know we have a full agenda today, and many of you are a part of it as well, so thank you for being here. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So, second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Fanukin?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
We have a hearing of the public. If there is anyone that would like to comment on anything on the board's agenda, please raise a hand and come up to the podium. Anyone? Seeing none, we'll move on. I know that we've all received our minutes from previous meetings. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Any additions or corrections to the minutes?
None.
None.
Okay.
And a voice vote.
Voice vote.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
The board would like to acknowledge, we feel very special. The community has reached out tremendously has really made us feel fantastic about our position here on the board. From the cookies here, the special notes that we've received, the special emails that we've received, the ad in Westlife, we very much appreciate all the kind words and the community reaching out to us, so thank you so much. Thank you, Superintendent Geigen, for all of the all that you've done within the schools to make us feel special during this time where we salute the boards of education really throughout the state, so thank you.
At this point in time, we do have some informative reports and recognitions. Just for the people who are here, please feel free after you have been recognized, if you're here for a student recognition, you are more than welcome to stay for the entire board meeting, but we also understand your busy schedule. So after your recognition, if you do want to leave, please don't think that we will think less of you for doing that. We understand that you have places to be, so don't feel uncomfortable with that. I'd like to start with our mayor, Mayor Dennis Clough, who is here, and would like a couple moments.
Thank you. I'm here to present a very special proclamation in recognition of the great effort and work that is done by the Westlake School Board. As you may have just heard, January is the month that cities throughout the country recognize people that serve in schools. So this is a month that we should celebrate. And we're very fortunate to have such quality people serving in the city of Westlake on the school board. So whereas, it shall be the mission of the Westlake City School District to provide all students with the best possible education. And whereas the school board sets the direction for our community's public schools by envisioning the community's education future. And whereas the school board sets policies and procedures to govern all aspects of school district operations. And whereas the school board keeps attention focused on progress supports the school district's goals and maintains a two-way communication loop with all segments of the community. And whereas serving on a school board requires an unselfish devotion of time and service to carry on the mission and the business of the school district. And whereas the school board must respond on behalf of the community to the educational needs of students. And whereas the school board voluntarily accepts the above-mentioned responsibilities. Now, therefore, I, Dennis M. Clough, Mayor of the City of Westlake, do hereby proclaim January 2018 as School Board Recognition Month in the City of Westlake, Ohio. And I encourage all citizens to publicly and privately thank the school board members for serving this community and for their dedicated service to our children. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We know that you have served in this role in the past. So that means a lot. Thanks for all that you do for our city, and certainly thank you for the proclamation. It means the world to us. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you for the proclamation.
At this time, we have a student recognition. We have our academic challenge teams from Lee Burnison Middle School and Westlake High School. Would like to invite their advisors, John and Sandy Packus, to the podium. And while we're being grateful as they walk to the stage, the work that Mr. and Mrs. Packus have done with the middle school and high school academic challenge teams as the advisors is greatly appreciated. And when you have a good group of young people led by educators like this, you know good things are going to happen. So turn it over to the Packuses.
All right, thank you very much. I'd like to tell you about our academic challenge team program. We have the Burnison program and the high school program, and both of them are quiz bowl teams. That means that they compete as a unit. Probably the most familiar thing to you all might be the show Jeopardy. We're all familiar with that. And maybe some of us have seen the program on Saturday evenings, TV5, that's called Academic Challenge. That's where our team got its name from. These students train to learn all areas of the curriculum, science, math, history, art, etc., and what we call trash type questions, which are video games, movies, that type of thing. They have to know a little bit about everything. The team is kind of participating in a type of class, because when we come to practice, we are training in all kinds of areas and trying to strengthen them, whatever weak areas they have, and continuing with whatever strengths they possess. And they've done a phenomenal job. Students of Westlake schools are outstanding. Not only are they outstanding at academic challenge, but they're outstanding athletes. They participate in things like Science Olympiad, many other events. And it's kind of hard sometimes to get them to come to practice or competitions because they're doing so many other things. So we're very proud of them. Today, what we're here for is a national competition that they took part in called 3-2-1. Both Burnison and the high school performed very well in that event. And what they have to do is answer a series of questions. And it's the same answer for three times. And then they have to move on to the next question. The first question is the hardest. They get it right. Guess what? They get 3 points. They get the second right, 2-1, hence the name 3-2-1. And they've done great. So this year, the Burnison team finished second in the state and seventh in the nation. Seventh in the nation. And I'd like to call them up to the stage. So I'd like all of them to come up, the Burnison team from 3-2-1. And so we have Joey Baker, Rhett Bilski, Daniela Danilova, Nej DeAngelis, who was our captain for that, Ethan Drake, Jack Frew, Alicia G., Hannah Boyish, Oscar Vogler, Matt Taylor, and Catherine Chow.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
If you want to stop right here and then stop right there and then face your parents so they can get a good shot. All right.
Good.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Next, I want to mention the high school team. They also competed a couple days later, and they finished. High school team finished first in the state and second in the nation. I'd like to call to the stage Zara Abdul-Amir, Vivek Aslant, Molly Kanuka, sounds like a familiar last name, Richard Garver, Tali Jeter, Ryan Kapushka, Patrick Lee, Dan Nather, Shane Quinn, Akhilesh Reddy, Matthew Volkel, Sagan Wolner, Jack Wu, Kyle Yu, and Albert Zahn. Patrick, just coming in, he was our captain for the 3-2-1.
Congratulations.
I'm going to do a shout out to the team, too, for anybody in the audience who would like to go to February 24th. That is when our high school team competed on the TV show. So that's February 24th at 7 p.m. to watch TV5, to watch our team.
February 24th, 7 p.m. We'll compete against Ashland and
Hudson. Yeah, it's already been
close. 7 p.m.
Okay.
At this point in time, we are going to have a presentation from our athletic director. This is something that has been advertised. We've been, you want to come all the way up, Tom? You can come up to the podium if you want, or do you want to see that?
I'm going to see it.
Oh, sure. You may have seen in the Westlake or some other publications that the Westlake City Schools is considering installing a drug testing program in a
our school district. Still having discussions about whether it's just high school or if it extends to the middle school. Our original plan was just a high school, but the feedback we were receiving, it seems like people would like to see it be extended further. The one thing I want to point out prior to Mr. Cipollone and his team giving a presentation, when you go to do a program like this, the first thing that people ask is, well, what happened? What happened to make you want to do something like this? Well, we didn't have an event or a happening. This has been a building. One of the things I feel very strongly with is this isn't done on its own. You don't bring in a drug testing program and think all of your problems will be solved. We have revised our health curriculum through kindergarten through 10th grade. We are building not only teaching students about the dangers and different aspects of unhealthy behavior in any way, but we also have been bringing in positive behavior intervention supports. So this is one component to many things that are happening inside the school. Unfortunately, this is the one that draws the most attention. People normally don't call you and say, gee, tell me about your positive behavior intervention system. They usually call and talk to you about drug testing. So that being said, I'll turn it over to Mr. Cipollone and his team to give the presentation.
Thank you, Superintendent Goggin, board members, thank you for allowing us to present here this evening our proposal on what I consider to be a very important topic. This is not something that we take lightly. This is not, as Mr. Goggin said, this is not something that was stirred by one incident. This is something that I've been talking about with my colleagues and my students for 2 to 3 years. We've been talking about this for a while. And the question is, why now? The question is, why now? Well, it's my belief that we're facing a serious issue in our nation. If you turn on the TV, the news every night, you open up a magazine. I think in my other presentation, I showed you Cleveland Magazine from this summer in September. It was right on the front cover. I know Mr. Kelly's here. He just wrote an article that was in the Westlife last week, front page article about, you know, what we're facing in our nation and in our city and in our town. And so, it's not something that we just decided to just do on a whim or some one incident occurred. I did a little exercise with my student group. It's called the Westlake Student Athletic Leadership Council. And I'd like to do it just, I know there's not very many people in here, but I'd like to just do it right now just to prove a point. What I asked them is, how many of them knew someone who has either struggled with addiction, fought addiction, had a family member with addiction, and I asked them to raise their hand. How many of you have had somebody that has had issues with addiction, drug overdose, anything like that? Exactly. And that's about almost everybody has raised their hand in that group as well. And then I asked them how many of them knew somebody or had a family member or knew somebody that had passed away because of drug addiction. And so I'd ask you the same question if you know somebody, a family member, that because of addiction or overdose has passed away. Again, a lot of people in this room. And in that room, there was a good 90% that raised their hand. I asked them a few other questions about, you know, do you know people that use? The answer was yes, 100%. Do you know people that sell? The answer was yes, 100%. That doesn't mean there are students. That doesn't mean they go to school here, but they knew those things. So, it's not something that I take lightly. I want to be very clear that the purpose of this program is not to catch kids. That is not what we're doing here. What we are trying to do is have a positive impact and allow our students to make positive decisions. And this program gives them a reason to do that. It's about education. It's about making sure that they understand to make positive decisions. And so, it's my firm belief, and I said this to many of you that were here the other night on Wednesday, that as educators, I think we are irresponsible if we do nothing. Because we have kids that have issues. We have kids that have problems. I have a 7th grader, I have a 10th grader. And I would hate to know that there was something I could have done if they got themselves into trouble, and I didn't do it. So that's kind of where I'm coming from. You know, the other, at the forum last Wednesday, Scott Forkamp, who's our student resource officer, was there. And you know, one of the things that he said that really hit me is that since he's been here, and he's been here a long time, he's been to 10 of our students' funerals that died of drug overdose. And, you know, we had two other athletic directors here who told similar stories. And again, the same thing, if there was something they could have done and didn't do, you know, how that would make them feel. The other positive of this timing is, as Mr. Goffin said, we've been implementing new health curriculum at both the elementary, intermediate, and middle school levels, which discussed this impact. So it's something that's adding on to our educational process, and I think that's very important. I have some other people here that I'm going to bring into this presentation as we go. The first one is Mr. Wilson, our principal here at the high school, and I'm going to let him just say a few words on his views on what we're about to propose.